Connecting there, connected, and so we should have streamed now. Should be good. Testing, testing, testing. Testing, testing. Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We're going to bring that up just a little bit here. Oh, let's go a little bit there. A little bit there. Test, test, test. Testing, testing, testing. Take that up just a little bit more there. Should be good. Testing, testing. 1:15 counting left to go here in the boys matchup between Westside Christian and Cascade Christian. Westside Christian going to the lineup 357-54. So waiting for a little feedback here on a sound check. My wife is hopefully checking that for me. See how it sounds. Make sure we've got good clarity. We may not here. Let me check something. But we're going to be a few more minutes here before we even know how much time they're putting on between games. So this game is going to, if it stays close, is going to stay slow here. Everything should be good. Minute and 10 left to go. Westside Christian to the line, up three to shoot, and misses the free throw. Rebound by Cascade Christian, and they'll bring the ball up the floor. Minute and 5 and counting. The cross half court, swing it left side, look down the mid post on the baseline, kicks it back out. Now they swing it around to the right side. Cross court pass, left angle three, long, and the rebound by Westside Christian. Westside Christian pushing the ball up the floor. Putting the brakes on there. Working the clock a little with 40 seconds to go, and there is a blocking foul. Both teams over the limit in the double bonus, so that'll put Westside Christian on the line to shoot two.
Corky, Corky, you want to check and see how it sounds?
Testing, testing. So we've got about 40 seconds to go now, 58-54 Westside Christian. What do you think? Sounds all right? Okay, perfect. Corky says it sounds good. Then it sounds good. Makes the second one, 59-54, as Westside Christian looks to put Cascade Christian away here. Cascade Christian, semifinalist last year in basketball, won the state title in football last year and was a finalist this year in football, but they're not going anywhere in basketball this year, I don't think. They hit a two-point. Huh? Oh, that's pretty good. Usually it's about 30. 25 seconds to go. Two-pointer hit by Cascade Christian, and they will take a timeout. 59-56 in favor of Westside Christian. So this game is going to end here sometime in the next few minutes, unless it goes to overtime. And then we will have at least 15 minutes between games. I know they're trying to start on time, but that's not going to happen because the start time is supposed to be 6:30 for this. It's 6:24 right now. There's no chance they're getting this game started anywhere near time. So we will come back and keep you posted occasionally on how much time we're going to have here before we get started with the girls' game. The Amity Warriors against the City Christian Lions in both girls and boys, as both teams won yesterday on the girls' side and the boys' side, and so the matchups are the same. 25.1 left in this one. Cascade Christian going to come out, try to get a turnover quickly here. If they don't get a turnover, I'm assuming they'll foul. Ball's going to be inbounded at the far end of the court. Cascade Christian in. So Westside Christian needs to take it the length of the floor. Good opportunity for Cascade Christian to get a press on here, try to force either a turnover or a 10-second call. So I'm assuming Cascade Christian's coach told them, if you don't get the 10-second call, if you don't get the turnover, we need a foul when they cross half court. Westside Christian inbound. Looking to go long, gets it in on the baseline, pushes it up the right side. They get it across half court, need a foul now, and there it is. So 21.1, so 4 seconds came off the clock. Good execution there by Cascade Christian when they didn't get the turnover. Got the foul quickly, and better yet, they put the big guy for Westside Christian on the line. Last time he was there, he bricked a couple. Might have done some damage to the rim. They hit so hard. So 59-56 in favor of Westside Christian. And we must have somebody fouled out of the game. So number 10 fouls out for Cascade Christian. And he'll be replaced. Two shots as both teams are in the double bonus. So Cascade Christian hoping for a pair of misses here. And then a three-pointer going the other way. Guy taking his time here at the line, puts it up and hits it. Did not look comfortable at all, but probably feels a lot better now as he gives his team a four-point lead. Westside Christian will have one more. So now it's going to be a quick shot needed. Regardless of what happens with this one. Next free throw up and rattles around and drops in. And Westside Christian is going to take a 30-second timeout to set up their defense. And 21.1 left to go in this one. Both teams in the double bonus. Five-point game, 61-56. Cascade Christian down five and the ball. They're having to go the length of the floor to try to make something happen here. Yesterday, both of these teams taking a So the City Christian, I don't have the boys in front of me here. Sorry. Looking at the City Christian girls. They beat Westside Christian yesterday. 43-7 was, I believe, like 24 or 26-2 at halftime. So pretty ugly. 21.1 left. Teams come out of the timeout. Westside Christian backs off. Here comes Cascade Christian up the floor with the ball. Crosses half court. They got to get something quick here. He doesn't seem urgent. Gets the ball to 23. Cross back of the angle for three. Looks good. No good. Off the back rim. Rebound by Cascade Christian. Kicks it back out. There's another three with 6 seconds. He hits it. And a timeout taken. 3.6 seconds to go. So it's a two-point game. And Cascade Christian will take a timeout to set up their press. And they needed to call a timeout there because the clock would have run out with less than 5 seconds to go. Westside Christian wouldn't even have had to inbound it. So the importance of saving a timeout for a situation such as that, where it's a one-possession game and you need to be able to stop the clock, not only to set up your defense, but also simply to stop the clock so it doesn't run out on you prior to the inbounds. As you know, if you're a basketball fan, you know that a team has 5 seconds to inbound the ball, and they put 4 seconds now on the clock. You have 5 seconds to inbound the ball. Once you have it inbound, you have 10 seconds to get it across half court. I remember I had a friend in high school who used to argue with our coach and say, so you really have 15 seconds to get it across half court because I can use 5 to get it in and then 10 to get it across. And needless to say, our coach didn't appreciate that philosophy at all. But if the clock is running, it's true. There, you could run potentially 15 seconds off the clock or really close to that, 14.9, and not be in violation of either rule. 61-59. Cascade Christian will set up their press here. They either have to get a steal or a foul immediately. So they are facing up the defense, except for the inbounder, and they've got one guy deep to prevent a long pass. They get it in. There's a quick foul. 3.2 seconds left, and they will send the same kid to the line that just made two a moment ago. Two out of his last four. I saw him miss two prior to that, and he jogs down to the line. He's ready to go. Feeling confident to the line this time. Last time, not so much. Was pretty slow to want to shoot those shots. So we were supposed to tip off at 6:30. It is 6:30 right now, and we haven't finished the boys' game yet. And this one still has the potential of going to overtime. He hits the first one, though. If he can make one more free throw here, it'll make everything academic at that point, as Cascade Christian won't have enough time to get two possessions. He has one more shot. Westside Christian up 62-59 on Cascade Christian. And he hits this one also. And that'll do it because that's a four-point game. They'll get an inbound, a little bit of pressure defense, pushes it up the floor, almost threw a foul, threw up the three-pointer. Doesn't matter. 63-59, the final score here. Westside Christian gets a win over Cascade Christian. It's a long trip up for Medford to lose a couple of games. They'll play again tomorrow. Everybody gets three games in this tournament. And girls are out on the floor right away to get warmed up. We will see here how much time they put on the clock between games like that. Most of our turnovers have just been bad passes, just throwing the ball away. And so hopefully that will work itself out here through this preseason. Before league gets here, these girls will have settled down and be a lot more consistent in terms of their passing and taking better care of the basketball. You just really have to value every possession and take care of it. You just can't act like the ball isn't valuable. So City Christian, as I mentioned, 1-1 coming into this game. Don't really know anything about them. They've got a little bit of size, but I don't know if their size is any good or not. So as I watch their size do things, I don't see a lot of high-level basketball skill in that size, but they do have some length out there. So I had to run over and get five of their numbers because their roster only had five of the girls with numbers. And I'm going to have some fun tonight because I'm just going to read these names off to you, and you'll see exactly the challenge I'm up against. We have Elena White, Caden Logan, Kylie Butler, Olivia Tafoya, May Y, W-A-I, Holly Ishibashi, Marley Knox, Naziah Castillo, Emily Owen, and Awak Deep Payok. So I'll do my best with those as the day goes on. Awak Deep Payok is a ninth grader who is, by the looks of it, I don't have anybody next to her to compare to. She looks to be about 6 foot or 6'1", all arms and legs, tall black girl. Just she looks Nigerian or something, really, really dark. But not very skilled. So maybe within a couple of years they'll get some coordination and skill into her. But right now she's just really long. So we're going to take a quick break here and be back. Got about a minute and a half to go before tip-off here of this second day of the Westside Christian Tournament up in Tigard, Oregon. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville.
Andrew Physical Therapy Orthopedic and Sports Rehab in McMinnville is an outpatient rehabilitation clinic that focuses on individualized hands-on care. Their goal is that every patient who walks through the doors has a positive experience. At Andrew Physical Therapy, their passion is getting you better. Call them at 435-1900, 435-1900.
When that moment hits you, that moment you realize that this isn't just a house, it's the house, your perfect home.
Wow.
When that moment comes, you'll be ready to make an offer. Because OnPoint makes getting pre-approved for a mortgage the easiest part of buying your home.
This is it.
Get started at OnPointCU.com or drop by any of our neighborhood branches to speak with a local home loan expert.
Let's do it. Let's make an offer.
Home financing from OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
If you're looking for a real estate agent in Yamhill County buying or selling, I highly recommend you check out Arlen Pounds of Sundance Realty. Call him at 883-3333. Wife and I are looking for a home, and he's been awesome to work with. Arlen Pounds, Sundance Realty, 883-3333. I highly recommend him.
Well, welcome back, Warrior fans. Getting ready for the starting lineups here. I guess they're going to announce them, it looks like. So give me a chance to see who's starting for the West or the City Christian Lions here. Lots of horns there. So Amity, I assume, is starting their normal starting lineup. We'll have Keely Graham. Looks like I think they're going to go a little small in this game. So it's going to be Keely, Hannah Hatch. I'm trying to see who's over there on the bench. I'm way down at one end of the gym here up in the bleachers, so I've got a really good angle at one end of the gym and a really poor angle for the other end. We'll see how that goes. So it's going to be Keely, Hannah, Jenna Lopez, Alyssa Plummer, and Maylin Williams. So Warriors going a little smaller this time, more five-guard type of lineup. And that means Kaya will be coming off the bench with her size. And Reg looking for probably some better ball handling, better outside shooting. and maybe some better pressing. I'd like to see him come out and press right away, try to get his girls kind of fired up and ready to go. All right, so City Christian will start number zero. That's Holly Ishibashi, a junior. Number two, Marley Knox, a sophomore. Naziah Castillo, a senior. Number 14, Emily Owen, a junior. And number 23, Mei Wei, a sophomore. So it's going to be Wei, Ishibashi, Knox, Castillo, and Owen. We'll work on that as the game goes on, as we always do. All right, folks, ready to tip this one off. 8 minutes on the clock. First quarter about to get underway. Two-man official crews for these tournament games up here. Warriors come out onto the floor. Not a lot of size out there. Hatch, the tallest, at about 5'5". But plenty of quickness, obviously, with anytime you have Graham and Plummer on the floor, just a tremendous amount of quickness at the guard positions there. And looks like they're going to jump center with Owen, who is probably 5'10", I'm going to go with, something like that. They don't have a listed height. She's going to jump against Keeley. Keeley at about 5'4". Ball's up, and Owen wins the tap back to Castillo. Castillo gives it up to Knox. Knox works right side to Owen. She goes baseline. Stolen away by Plummer. Plummer gets it to Graham. Keeley ahead to Alyssa on the right sideline. Now cross court to Mei Lin. Looks at the three now out to Graham on top. Sets things up. Looks like man-to-man defense, I think. There's a baseline jumper by Hatch. No good and can't be saved. So Warriors miss on their first possession. Lopez not able to save that one back out. Here come the Warriors in a press. Looks like Warriors in some sort of a zone press. I can't tell exactly what it is yet. They get it in to Knox. Knox pushes up the right side, knocked away by Lopez and out of bounds. Job by Jenna to get a hand on that. She and Keeley were getting ready to trap. It's going to be Lions ball. Far sideline, right in front of the Warriors bench. Warriors going left to right here in the first half. They lob it down in the corner. She's trapped down there, gets it out top to Owen. Owen drops it baseline, and Plummer picks it off. Second steal of the game for Plummer already. Keeley pushes up the left side, now towards the middle, gets inside, bounce pass to Williams. Williams out on top to Plummer, looks at the three, now resets to Keeley. Graham over to Williams. Williams, again, looks at the three, gives it back up. 2-3 zone for the Lions. Now back to Williams. This time they don't get to her. Three-pointer, no good, and the ball pulled out of there by Ishibashi. Ishibashi weaving her way up the court. Now swings it all the way across court to number 23, Mei Wei, and it's kicked by Plummer on the drive. It'll be Lions ball. Still 0-0. Minute 10 gone here in the first quarter. Ishibashi to inbound to Wei. Wei back to Ishibashi out on top. Warriors in a 1-3-1. Ishibashi picks it up, swings it left side to Wei. Drives, goes baseline. Hatch blocks it. Comes down with the rebound. Out to Graham. Graham working up the right side. Hesitation dribble. Gets to the baseline. Steps back. 18 foot on the baseline. Look good. Won't stay in there. And the rebound pulled out of there by Knox. Knox pushes hard. Williams cuts her off. And the ball goes out of bounds off of Williams. Good job by Mei Lin to get back on defense and good positioning. Still no score in this one. Warriors have had a couple of good looks. One from Williams. One from Graham so far. Hatch also had a shot attempt. Knox baseline, misses the short jumper. Hatch with another rebound, her second of the game. Williams ahead to Hatch on the right sideline. Hannah pulls up, three-pointer, no good. And the rebound pulled out of there by Ishibashi. And knocked away by Williams, saved by Knox. Knox passes ahead, and we'll have a blocking foul on Mei Lin Williams, who was getting back on defense as Castillo runs her down. And they're going to say two shots for Castillo. Say she was in the act on that. 6:07 to go, first quarter, no score yet. Warriors have had several good looks at it, not been able to knock one down. Hatch pulled up for a slightly contested three. Now they're going to say ball out of bounds. That's what I thought originally. I didn't think that was a shooting foul. Now they've got that corrected. Into the game, Caden Logan for the Lions. Logan going to inbound right side of the baseline. Knocked away by Lopez. Can't save it. Shot by Jenner to get a left hand in that passing lane as they try to get it into the corner to Castillo. They'll try it again. Now they're inbounding out by the three-point line on the right side. Lobs it in. Quick dribble. Bounce pass back down. Now they kick it back out. Quick little dribble drive, cross-court pass to Knox. Knox gives it up to Way. Back to Knox on the left side. Warriors in this 1-3-1. And it should be a travel, and it is. They got that call right. Nice defense. Plummer and Hatch collapsed down on Knox as she drove. Still 0-0. Now a little man pressure here. Graham kicks it across to Williams to beat that pressure back to Graham. Almost lost it there to Way. Now she drives, gets into the lane, hook pass down to Hatch on the baseline. Rolls that one in. Didn't look like it was good. She was shooting that right in front of me. I was in dead line with that ball, and it hit the back of the rim and then bounced forward, caught the front of the rim. And there's Williams with a steal at the other end. Gives it up to Lopez. Lopez puts the brakes on back to Keeley, and they'll reset. Now to Williams. Looked at the three. Gives it up. Keeley resets back to Maylin down in the corner. Lopez for three. No good. And weak side rebound. Plummer saves it out to Williams. To Graham on top for three. No good. And the rebound pulled out of there by Castillo. Castillo puts the brakes on and gives it up to Knox. Knox brings it across half court. Graham hounding her at the top of that 1-3-1. Knox it away. They'll get Keeley for a reach in. First foul on Keeley. I think she and Mei Lin both have one foul. They're not. Oh, they are putting them up on the board. That's good. It's hard for me to see. It's right up above my head here. 4:56 remaining first quarter. Lions stack it up on the left side. Warriors up 2-0. They stack it up left side of the key. Run a couple of high screens there and kick it into Ishibashi. She takes a couple dribbles, swings it cross court. Ball, Hatch almost had it. Pulled down by Way, and we've got a jump ball. Warriors ball on the alternating possession. Good job by Hannah Hatch to force the turnover there. Hatch with a couple of rebounds, 2 points. Now forces the turnover. She's also got a block in there, too. So Hannah doing a little bit of everything here in the first quarter, but only 1 out of 3 from the field so far. I'm not writing that down, so as the game goes on, I'm going to lose track. So right now I can tell you Graham is 0-for-2. Williams is 0-for-1. Hatch 1-for-3. Lopez 0-for-1. And got a sub into the game. Courtney Kendall in, and then Plummer's going to have to go out. So Plummer and Williams both out. Lopez had to come back in as Plummer had a little blood on her. Williams, no, Williams is still in there. Down in the corner to Hatch. Good look from a deep two, and she buries it. Hannah Hatch with all 4 points to get things started here tonight. She's 2-for-4 from the field. Warriors up 4-0. They beat the trap. Kick it down on the baseline. Now back out to Ishibashi on the left wing. Swings it baseline. Castillo tries to give it up. It's knocked away. She gets it back out to Ishibashi. Ishibashi to Owen. Owen with a couple of dribbles and out of Way. Way, high dribble, might have carried it. Gets it back to Ishibashi. Puts up about a 26-footer. Rims it in and out. My goodness, that was deep. Williams with the rebound. Ahead to Lopez. Back to Maylin. Maylin looking for some help. There it is in the form of Keeley coming out to get the ball from her. Keeley out by half court. Dribbles around to her left, then to her right. Now works her way. Ooh, had a look at a three. Didn't take it. Goes to Hatch in the corner. Hatch, no good. Weak side rebound. Lopez gives it up to William, or to Kendall. Kendall crosses over out there. Ooh, picks up a dribble in a bad spot. Gives it up to Maylin. Now out on top to Keeley. Graham down to Kendall. Kendall, a couple dribbles back to Graham. Reg calls out the play he wants from the sideline. Bertha. Kendall, right angle, finds a cutter. Lopez out to Hatch for a deep, that was a three actually. She misses. Kendall with a weak side rebound, puts up a little short jumper, no good. And finally Castillo gets a rebound for City Christian. Ishibashi working on Hatch. Hatch hounding her good. She gives it up to Owen. Owen swings it to Way. Way on the left wing, a couple of dribbles, and then throws it away. Turnover on the Lions. Warriors up 4-0 and the ball. Defensively, the Warriors are doing a good job. Offensively, the Warriors are struggling here. Only 2 baskets made in the first 5 minutes here. Williams out, Plummer in. So it's Plummer, Graham, Kendall, Hatch, and Williams on the floor. So that wasn't Williams. It was Lopez that went out. They both walked to the sideline, but one of them's inbounding the ball. That's Williams. Gets it up to Plummer on the inbound. Plummer back to Williams. Hooks a pass down to Kendall. Back to Williams. Looks at the three out to Graham. Now down to Kendall on the baseline. 10-footer. Rims in and out. Won't stay. Rebound by Knox. Knox carries the ball. Gets away with it. Drives in hard. Takes a driving lay-in. No good. Williams with a rebound. It's a good move by Knox. Couldn't finish. Quick pass down low. Knocked away. There's an unforced turnover on the Warriors there as the ball went right to one of the Lions. Knox swings it down on the baseline to Logan. Logan gets it stolen away by Graham. Keeley pushes quickly across half court. Logan on her. Gets a little screen from Kendall. Now Graham picks up her dribble, swings it to Hatch on the right wing. Down low baseline. Kendall starts to drive back to Hatch for three. No good. Rebound by Owen. 2 minutes remaining here. First quarter, 4-0 game. City Christian with the ball. They play catch out top against this 1-3-1. Owen with the drive and the dish out to Way. Way starts, or that's Logan starts to drive, knocked away by Plummer. Gets it back out to Ishibashi. Swings it cross court to Owen. She drives in, and Williams fouls her. Ishibashi will go to the line to shoot two. Also in the game for the Lions, Olivia Tafoya. So Owen will go to the line to shoot two. Owen about 5'10". Fairly athletic, but hasn't shown any offensive skills particularly so far other than a couple dribbles and some passing. She does hit the first free throw. Emily Owen, junior, gets the Lions on the board. One more for her. That one looks good also. Nice stroke from the foul line. So Warriors up 4-2, a minute 40 to go here in the first quarter. Plummer, wing jumper, no good. Hatch with the rebound, misses the putback, airballed it from a foot. And Ishibashi tips it ahead to herself in the open court and lays it up. No good. Rebound by, knocked away by Plummer, picked up by Graham. Keeley with it. A little hesitation dribble. Pulls up from 18, short. Hatch had it, couldn't hang on to it. Owen with it, City Christian ball, minute 15 to go. Warriors just can't shoot to save themselves here tonight. Up 4-2, and we've got a timeout taken by City Christian. This will be a, I think, a 30-second timeout, so we'll stay here. 1:10 left to go, first quarter. Some ugly shooting here by both teams, 4-2 Warriors. Defensively, the Warriors have been pretty good. Offensively, they've had good looks, move the ball well, just not able to knock down some shots. You just have to stay after it and be persistent. And that's what Reg will tell them on that end is, you know, that just keep moving the ball, get those open shots. That's what we want. I mean, you're getting the shots the offense is designed to get. And at some point, you'll start to drop those in. But right now, you just have to stay after it, be patient on the offensive end. Defensively, they got to do a better job in terms of getting back on defense. There have been three times that City Christian's taken off on a break, and the Warriors really haven't been in good position to stop that. City Christian has missed a couple of shots, but gotten a couple free throws out of that also. In the half court, the Warriors have been excellent defensively. A little bit of transition issue. Sydney Staples into the game along with Kai Rosenbaum, Graham, Plummer, and Kendall. City Christian ball. Ishibashi with it. Crosses half court against this 1-3-1. Gets down low. Staples knocks it away. Picked up. There's a knock away again by Staples. Still can't control it. The pass into the hands of Tafoya. Tafoya, and her pass stolen by Graham. If she can chase it down, and she does. She tipped it, had to chase it. Graham throws it, almost throws it away. Plummer gets it back. Graham goes inside. Kendall with the deflection to Staples. Staples, quick shot, bounces around, won't stay in. And the putback by Rosenbaum, no good. Castillo with the rebound to Knox. Knox left to Ishibashi on the left wing, extended. Now hooks a pass to 12. That's Logan. Logan down in the corner to Knox. Misses the three. Ball tipped a couple of times. Castillo comes out of there with it. No. Logan does. Gets the ball to Ishibashi, and she's fouled on the drive by Staples. 16 seconds left to go. First quarter, 4-2 Warriors. Again, defensively, the Warriors haven't been too bad. Offensively, yuck. Subs into the game for City Christian. Pyok, the 6-foot plus. I'm going to say she's 6'2". All arms and legs into the game, along with a couple other subs. They get it into Castillo. Castillo knocked away. Ball loose, and Stables had it. Castillo takes it back from her and traveled. Stood up with it. Reg wants the call. They don't get it. Swing it back out. Owen to Castillo. Drives. Little runner off balance. No good. And the ball tipped out of bounds off of Rosenbaum with 1.8 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Rosenbaum boxing out Dyock nicely there. City Christian inbounds, right side of the key. They get it in. Quick shot by Shibashi. No good. And that's the end of the first quarter with the score. Amity 4, City Christian 2. Take a quick break and be right back. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville.
Somebody gonna tell you what can be done.
For all that you've done.
Somebody gonna tell you.
And for all that you're going to do. On Point is here with the banking, lending, and advice to make your dreams possible. That means easy access to your money at the branch or on the go, because you've got a whole lot of life to live. And On Point keeps you moving. So join in. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
First Federal was founded in 1922 as a secure, locally owned financial institution for Yamhill County residents. From the beginning, we've come alongside our neighbors, helping them to build savings and borrow money to purchase homes. First Federal offers a wide range of financial services, from checking and savings to IRAs, to a variety of loan products and mobile banking. First Federal, we're here for you.
For the best in auto body repairs, come see Stairs Auto Body. Stairs works on all types of make and models, guaranteeing quality and satisfaction every time. Stairs Auto Body, located behind Larson Motors on Highway 99 in McMinnville, a proud sponsor of Warrior Athletics. And if you're looking to buy or sell a home or some other real estate, then call local realtor Becky Mather with EXP Realty LLC and the Welcome Home Team. Let Becky help you make a real estate touchdown. 971-241-2997. That's 971-241-2997. This is a little interesting break here in the action. For whatever reason, the officials are allowing City Christian to stay in their huddle long after the one-minute mark of the quarter break. They did the 15-second buzz about a minute ago. The official needed to clarify something to the table. Warriors were out on the floor already, and they allowed City Christian to stay in their huddle for a full, probably 40 seconds beyond the break there. It's kind of interesting. We've ever seen that before. City Christian with the ball to start the second quarter. Ishibashi with it. Warriors still in the 1-3-1 with Plummer out top. Swing it down left. Owen banks in a two-pointer, and we have ourselves a tie game as Owen makes her fourth point of the game there. Graham pulls up. Elbow jumper. No good. Pyok high for the rebound. Knocked away by Kendall. Now picked up. There's a pass ahead to Ishibashi. Ishibashi. Warriors trying to create a little pace here with some hectic defense. Ishibashi throws it down. Castillo off balance. Three. No good. Kendall with the rebound in the corner. Gives it to Graham. Graham pushes hard ahead to Plummer. Plummer, a couple of dribbles. Bounce pass to Kendall for three. No good. The Warriors continue to shoot horribly here. Ball loose. Stables with the rebound. Kicks it back out. Stolen. Threw it right into the hands of Way. Way trapped at half court. And ball knocked loose. Castillo gets it. Castillo with a couple of dribbles. Jumps into a Warrior. And then we've got a foul called. I think Pyok on the rebound drew a foul on the Warriors. We'll see. Foul's going to be on... Remember, on Stables, her second. 15 foul on the Warriors. And it'll put Pyok on the line to shoot two. Pyok, like I said, about 6'2". Looks like she hasn't played much basketball. Misses the first one. Just a freshman. Into the game for the Warriors, Maylin Williams replaces Sydney Stables. Stables getting some early playing time here in this one. Red's trying to develop the sophomore guard. She's got good length. She's about 5'9", long arms, athletic, just needs the experience on the floor, and an air ball on the second one. They need to blow the whistle on that. Takes them a second to realize it. When you do that, it's an automatic ball out of bounds to the other team. Williams with it, running the point here. She brings it up as they try to deny Keeley. Keeley now with it cross court to Kaya. Taya comes down with it, drives, draws a foul on the drive. It'll be the first foul of the game called against City Christian. This is a lethargic game so far. 4-4, 6:49 left to go, second quarter. Warriors have shot poor. There's a quick inbound to Kaya, and she misses the lay-in. Didn't get it on the glass, tried to finger roll it up and in, and Pock with the rebound. Gives it to Ishibashi, to Owen. Owen drives, kicks, knocks out on top to Wei. Wei, Ishibashi for three, no good. Long rebound in the corner. Owen saves it back in, and Graham gets tied up with Wei down there in the corner. Keely with good sportsmanship helps her up. Back into the game, Knox replaces Castillo. Warriors basketball. Looks like a first quarter score. 6:27 to go in the second quarter, 4-4. Warriors with two field goals, both of them by Hannah Hatch, and nobody else has done anything offensively. Missed a lot of easy shots. Kendall now, 17-footer, barely grazes the rim. Good rebound by Plummer. Back out, Williams. Good ball fake. Takes a step to her left. Misses. Plummer again digs it out of there. Great job by Alyssa. Picks up her dribble, though. Cross-court pass to Graham. Graham fights for it. Comes down with it. 18-footer. Won't stay in. And Owen high for the rebound. Boy, the Warriors cannot buy a basket. Head to Ishibashi across half court. Trapped there by Graham and Plummer. Graham tips it and steals it. Keeley looking ahead. Finds Plummer. Overthrows her. Keeley, unforced error there. Good try, though, to get out and run. And Keeley going to get a quick break here as Lopez comes in for her. Reg will try to get Keeley about a minute here. She's frustrated with herself as she goes to the sideline. Good chance to clear her head a little bit. Her shot hasn't been falling. She's missed three or four shots so far. Knox, the right side. Lopez cuts her off. Plummer comes over to help. Gets it away. Back to Knox for a three-pointer. Right wing. Good. Well, they keep getting looks. Sooner or later, one of them is going to drop. They're getting better looks than the Warriors are from three-point range. Warriors down 7-4. Maylin Williams drives out in the corner, and then we got a foul on the drive. Foul's going to be on Knox, her first. Second team foul called on City Christian. Warriors down 7-4 with the ball. Right side of the key on the baseline. Williams lobs it in to the mid-post, ball knocked away by Ishibashi. Kaya too soft with it. Ishibashi going in on Plummer and draws the foul on Plummer. Plummer did a good job of staying vertical and giving ground, and Ishibashi just jumped into her chest and drew the foul. 5:21 left to go, second quarter. Again, the lethargy of the Warriors. Not able to hit shots and really not forcing a lot of turnovers. I think, if I were guessing, probably only three turnovers forced by the Warriors so far. A couple of gifts from City Christian, but not because of the Warriors' defense. Ishibashi to the line. First one. Misses it to the right. One more coming for City Christian. Coming back into the game, number 12, Logan. She'll replace Wei. On the floor for the Warriors, Williams, Rosenbaum, Lopez, Kendall, and Plummer. Graham gets a break here in the middle of the second quarter. Second one, no good, and Rosenbaum with the rebound. Got to be strong with that ball, Kaya. Gets it to Williams. Gives her a little interference, so she gets it ahead to Plummer. Plummer with the drive, takes it in hard, and it's blocked out of there by Pyok, and then she's fouled. Nope, she traveled. They get her for a travel. Nice job by Lopez. I thought they might have got Jennifer for the foul. Instead, Pyok changed her pivot feet in there. But, yeah, that was not much chance for Plummer there at 5'3", taking it into the chest of the 6'2" Pyok. Lob it in. Lopez out top for three. No good. And it hit the wire up above, so it's out of bounds. Warriors cannot buy a basket here. Down 7-4. It's not that they haven't gotten good shots. Warriors extend their defense now. Castillo with it in the middle of the floor. Knocked away by Lopez. Castillo rolled over, and that time they got her for the travel. They missed it earlier when she stood up with the ball. This time she had the ball and rolled over, and they get the foul call or the travel called. Just under 5 minutes now to go. Owen coming back into the game. Graham in for Kendall. Warriors basketball. They inbound just on the other side of half court. A little full-court man pressure here put on by the Lions. They get it into Keeley. Keeley always able to get separation with her quickness. Keeley dribbles left, gets inside, dumps it down low to Lopez. Lopez, a couple of dribbles to Plummer. Bounce pass Williams for three. No good. Air ball. There's a rebound. Owen pushes ahead. Stolen by Williams. Williams tries to go to Keeley and throws it away. Just trying to do too much. Too many forced passes. This is what I was talking about. So many of the Warriors' turnovers this year have been just ill-advised passes. That one had no chance. Keeley was not open, and Malin just tried to force it there. Warriors applying some pressure. Owen with it. Lowers her shoulder. Gets around Malin. Pass tipped away by Rosenbaum and out of bounds. Good job by Kaya to get in the passing lane there. 4:23 left to go. First half, 7-4 City Christian. Looks like a early first quarter score. Unfortunately, that's how bad the offense has been so far tonight. They get it into Owen. Owen swings it to Castillo on top. Left side. Knox for three. No good. Back rim. Castillo had it. Lost it. Knox gets it. Drives. Knocked away. Stolen by Keeley. Graham dealing with Owen, who got back. Graham takes it in. Lays it up and in with the left hand. Keeley Graham, her first basket of the game. It's 7-6. Warriors down one. Extend their defense here. Looking for the trap. It's not there. Cross-court pass to Castillo. Castillo. Graham comes in behind her. They trap. Pass up to Knox. Knox swings it to Ishibashi on the left angle. Ishibashi down in the corner. Owen for three. Air balls that. And Castillo just out-hustling everybody for the rebound. Out to Knox. Knox for three. Hits it. Second chance opportunities. Knox with her second three. And it's 10-6 Lions. Lopez to Williams. Williams to Rosenbaum at the foul line. Pulls up and buries the 15-footer. Kaya Rosenbaum can do that. She's got that shot. This time she just asserts herself a little bit, and the Warriors find some offense. 10-8 now. Lions with it. Knox knocked away. Graham ties her up. Keeley Graham with a great defensive effort. Knox is athletic, but nowhere near as quick as Keeley. Keeley reached in, tipped that ball, kind of loosening the grip a little bit, and as Knox tried to get the grip back, the Warriors took the ball. I thought this was going to be Warriors ball in the alternating possession. I don't remember a jump ball this quarter, and City Christian had it at the end of the, or at the beginning of the second quarter. There must have been a jump ball in there that I missed. I don't remember. Logan to inbound. Gets it in to Knox. Knox with Plummer on her, back to Logan. They trap her, gets it back to Knox. Knox up the middle of the floor, swings it to Way between her legs. Rosenbaum up tight on her. Way pivots away to Owen. Owen loses it and finally regains it. Gets it to Knox. Knox, and we're going to have a reach-in foul called on Keeley. Keeley thought she had the ball. Knox kind of pulled through with Keeley on it, and their arms were then crossed, and that led to the foul call. That's the second on Keeley. And the seventh team fouled the Warriors, so that puts Knox on the line to shoot 1-1. Graham talking with the official, the other official. So he kind of shrugs his shoulders. He's animated with her, kind of talking about what she did. And Hatch in, Graham out. Hatch, the rest of the offense for the Warriors tonight, half of it anyway. 8 points in the game for the Warriors, four of them by Hatch. Graham will go to the bench for the last 3 minutes here as the Warriors try to keep her out of foul trouble. Knox hits the front end of the 1-1. Knox is the offense for City Christian so far. She's got 7 of their 11 points. A pair of three-pointers. She'll have one more free throw here. And she buries them both. Nothing wrong with her shooting form. Warriors now find themselves down 4 again, 12-8. Malin ahead to Lopez. Lopez with the drive, knocked away and stolen by Knox. Pyok with it. To Way. Way throws it ahead to Owen. Owen controls it. The middle of the floor. Gets in deep. Locked. Knocked away by Lopez. Picked up by Hatch. They get it ahead to Plummer. Plummer takes it in. Left hand. No good. But she's fouled by May Way. Way with a foul. Third team foul on the Christians. The City Christians. Not the Rural Christians. That's her first. Plummer to the line to shoot two. And bounces the first one in. Alyssa's first point of the game. 2:34 remaining second quarter. The Warriors have played horrendously on the offensive end, find themselves only down 3 points. Defensively, you'll take 12 points in a quarter and 5.5 minutes. But offensively, the 9 points is just not good. Alyssa will have one more. This one is perfect. Job by Alyssa Plummer. Helps the Warriors out. 12-10. Lions lead. Ishibashi with it. Working against this pressure. The Warriors looking for a place to trap. They don't get it. Ishibashi picks up her dribble. Gives it to Wei. Wei dribbles right. Bounce pass down in the corner to Castillo. Castillo, a couple of dribbles to the left hand. Into Rosenbaum. Now back out. Ishibashi for three. Good. You give them good looks, and sooner or later they'll hit one. They're finding room against this zone. Hatch in the corner. Change her pivot foot. Got away with it. Goes baseline down low to Williams. Back out to Hatch. Stolen away by Ishibashi. Not good passing there by the Warriors. Ishibashi with it. 15-10 City Christian lead. And they throw it away. Unforced error on the Lions. The Warriors will have it back. Under 2 minutes to go now here at first half. Williams. They come up quick on her. She controls the ball and then gets it across half court. Williams, bounce pass to Hatch. It's tipped out of bounds. One official was calling it the wrong way. City Christian coach says, hey, it was tipped. Good sportsmanship there by their coach, not trying to argue with the officials to get something that wasn't honest. Into the game, number 20, Kylie Butler, tall freshman, not too tall, 5'8 maybe. Williams to inbound. Gets it into Lopez, back to Williams. Williams looks at the three, goes to Hatch in the corner for three. Almost missed everything, but tipped by Plummer to Williams. Williams will reset. Cross court to Lopez. Lopez down low to Rosenbaum. Turns, shoots, no good. Ball tipped. Pyok with the rebound. Pyok is long. She's probably got 6 inches of reach on Rosenbaum. Butler, baseline jumper, no good. Ball tipped out of bounds to the Warriors. Minute 22 to go, second quarter, 15-10. City Christian lead. Warriors going to inbound. A little bit of token full court pressure here as they try to deny Lopez the ball. Williams will bring it up. Kind of a one, I don't know what this is. I think it's a zone, but they look like it's man. Sometimes there's a bad pass by Malin Williams. Stolen away by Ishibashi, and she's fouled by Plummer. That's the eighth team foul. Ishibashi will go to the line to shoot 1-on-1. Again, that was an unforced error. That was just a sloppy pass from the corner, a little weak bounce pass. And the Warriors just not valuing those possessions like they need to. Kendall going to come in. Second foul on Plummer, so she'll go out. Warriors trying to stay out of too much foul trouble here. So on the floor for the Warriors, Kendall, Hatch, Williams, Rosenbaum, and Lopez. Ishibashi, front end of the 1-on-1 coming up. And she misses this. Should have been out of bounds. And finally, he realizes it. And, I mean, the ball bounced high, hit the bracket up there. I could see it from the other end of the floor here. The official just a little delayed on that. Ishibashi misses her third free throw of the night. So this could be a lot worse. The City Christian Lions are 4 out of 9 from the foul line. Warriors are 2 out of 2. Minute 11 to go. Warriors with the ball. Williams brings it up slowly across half court against a little token pressure. Dribbles right in the corner to Hatch. Hatch back to Williams. Williams bounce pass to Lopez. Out to Kendall on the left wing. Kendall crosses over. Gets inside. Hooks a pass to Lopez. Fakes the three. Drives. Little runner. Won't go. Pyok with the rebound. There should have been a travel there. As one Lion ran into the other one, but they don't get the call. May ahead to Ishibashi, 40 seconds to go first half. Reg is trying to get to the locker room without any more damage. Pyok from the foul line hits it. Oh, my goodness. Owekti Pyok turns and puts in a 17-footer, and the City Christian boys absolutely loving it because they know that was a little unexpected and probably ill-advised under most circumstances. Williams takes it down low, back out to Rosenbaum. Bad pass ends up in Lopez's hands. 15 seconds. Lopez, the dribble, gets inside, little runner, misses, Kendall battling, saves it into Rosamond, puts it up and in. Nice job by Courtney Kendall. Rosamond ends up with the basket, 17-12, 2 seconds to go. That's going to do it. That is the end of the first half. The Warriors were up 4-2 after one quarter. They find themselves down 17-12 here at halftime. Warriors in the first half, Rosenbaum with four, Hatch with four, Plummer two, Graham two. For the Lions, they got eight out of Marley Knox, four out of Emily Owen, three out of Ishibashi, Holly Ishibashi, and two out of Oweketepeok. All right, we're going to take a break for a few minutes. I think they'll probably put 10 on the clock. My voice needs a break, so are they going to put 8 on the clock? I don't think I've ever seen that before. So we'll be back in about 5 or 6 minutes, get you set up for the third quarter. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. We're at halftime here. The Warrior girls playing City Christian Lions. City Christian with a 17-12 lead. And I'd love to say welcome back to exciting Warriors basketball, but then I'd have to lie because it has not been exciting. Had two different parents at halftime say to me as I was walking in the hall, how do you not just throw your headset off? Or how do you find anything nice to say? Because it was an ugly first half when the parents are just having a hard time watching their own kids play today because the girls just not very inspired. And they've got to light a fire under themselves. It can't all be, you know, a coach trying to get you to play hard. You guys got to show up. Flip that switch when you walk out on the court. Play hard. Not worry about the stuff that whatever's going on off the court or relationship stuff, whatever it is that gets into people's heads. You just have to forget about all of that when you walk on the basketball court. When I coached girls basketball years ago, I used to talk to girls, say when you walk into the gym, this is your sanctuary. You get to shut off everything else that's going on in life. And for 2 hours, we play basketball. And we don't do math. And we don't do drama. We don't do relationship stuff. You don't have to worry if you've got problems at home. You don't have to worry about that. It's 2 hours of something else that doesn't have anything to do with all that other stuff. And so I used to tell girls, hey, you just flip that switch, and for 2 hours you work hard, you have fun, and you can deal with all that other stuff when practice is over. And sometimes I think it's girls struggle with this a little bit more than guys do and have a hard time not bringing stuff that's happening off the court onto the court. And something they need to work on. Something they just need to go out, play basketball, play hard, forget about it. Don't even watch the scoreboard. Just focus on the game. Don't worry about your coach. Don't worry about your parents. Don't worry about your boyfriend. Don't worry about your friends. Don't worry about academics or whatever else is going on in life. Just go out and play basketball. Have fun. Play hard. Do what you know how to do. And if this group will do that, they'll be just fine. But that first half looked like most of them didn't want to be playing basketball, quite honestly. The shooting was horrendous. And the shooting's a mental thing because we had the right people taking the shots. I was talking with Eddie Hatch at halftime, and he's just shaking his head. He's like, yeah, what did we shoot, 10% in the first half? and it wasn't because we took bad shots. It wasn't because we had the wrong people taking the shots. We had the shots we wanted from the people we wanted in the spots we wanted, and we just couldn't make them. So we'll see if that changes here in the third quarter. It's just right now the Warriors just need to have something good happen out there for them to get their confidence back, that mojo going out there on the basketball floor. Following this game, of course, we'll have boys varsity action. It'll be also Amity versus City Christian. And hopefully the boys don't get off to such a slow start as the girls have tonight. And you can see it in the first quarter. I mean, it was 4-2 after the first quarter. The Warriors' defense was okay, but their offense was horrendous. And then got outscored 15-8 in that second quarter. Warriors basketball start third quarter. Keely will inbound out there with the starting unit. Got Lopez, Plummer, Williams, and Hatch. Keely with it to Maylin. Maylin drives, pops from 18. Halfway down, won't stay, and Owen with the rebound. Owen extends that left arm. I think if you guard her tight, you'll get a push-off on her. She's not comfortable with you guarding her that way. They get it over to Knox. Little fake, a drive, throws up a runner, and rolls off, gets her own rebound. Plummer steals the ball. Nice job by Alyssa to play a little defense there. Head to Keely. Keely to Hannah, over her head, can't hold it onto it, and out of bounds. Not a bad idea by Keely, but she threw it a little bit behind Hannah. Hannah had to kind of reach up and back for it and couldn't bring it in. Got to put that ball where it's easy to catch. Knox working against Lopez. Brings it across half court. Not a great ball handler, but she's strong and quick and real aggressive with her ball handling. Owen backs her way down, turns, puts it up off the glass and in. So they take advantage of their size there. Owen with six in the game. They go to trap Keeley, and they get a reach-in foul. That'll be the first foul of the second half on either team. 19-12, and right away the Warriors are going to not allow that big little thing to happen again. Hatch out and Rosenbaum in as they go with more size inside. Warriors basketball. Keeley gets it into Kaya. Kaya had a good first half. 4 points, leading the Warriors in scoring. There's a pass thrown away by Keeley. Maylin cut as Keeley threw it behind her and out of bounds. So a couple turnovers on Keeley Graham here in the third quarter. And Keeley just does not have her enthusiasm for the game right now. I think she's just really frustrated. Her shot's not going. She's getting turnovers, and it just seems to be worn down a little bit. Owen misses a jumper on the baseline, rebound by Lopez to Graham. Keeley. Keeley needs to play at her pace, her style of game. Gets it to Maylin for three. No good. Air balls that one, and the rebound by Castile. That was a good look for Maylin, and she just not even close. There's just no confidence right now in their shooting. There was earlier in the year. First game of the year, they came out, shot very well, and have not shot well since then. Ishibashi kicks it down to Castile on the baseline. She misses. Ball tipped out to May. May pulls out from the foul line, banks it hard, no good. Rosenbaum with a good rebound in traffic. Took it away from Castile. Williams up the right side to Lopez. Lopez tries to go to Rosenbaum, throws it right into the hands of May. There's another bad pass by the Warriors. Ishibashi with it, weaving her way down. 12-footer, no good. Rosenbaum with the rebound. Ishibashi with a reach in from behind. Warriors are just playing like, I think the best way to describe it is they're just playing like they've got 5-pound weights on each ankle. They just don't have their quickness and their enthusiasm. They look like everything is hard work out there for them, and that's not a good sign. Maylin to Kaya, back to Maylin. Maylin gets it across half court, bounce pass to Lopez on the baseline, dribbles out to the corner, picks up her dribble to Keeley, knocked away. Keeley gets it back, dribbles into traffic, loses it to Rosenbaum, out to Lopez for three, no good. Weak side rebound, going to have a over-the-back call on Maylin Williams. Loose ball foul on her. Get her for the push there. 5:41 left to go, third quarter, and they're going to bring Owek de Payok into the game. Payok, huge, 6'2", super long. Like I said, looks Nigerian maybe, Kenyan, something like that. Very, very dark-skinned, tremendous. Plummer almost had the steal on the inbound, couldn't quite hang on to it as she applies a little individual pressure on the front of that 1-3-1. Reg complaining to the official. They're going to inbound again. They get it into Knox. Knox bounce passed away. Way cross-court pass to Ishibashi. Ishibashi with the drive. Kicks it out to Owen. Back to Way. Stolen by Plummer. Plummer taking it in. Knox closing on her. Plummer takes it into her. No call, and she misses the shot. Outlet pass to Owen. Owen ahead. Picked off by Williams. Maylin with the steal. Maylin pushes up the left side. Ishibashi bumping her. No call. Maylin picks it up. Hands it to Keeley. See if the Warriors can get a little enthusiasm here for the game of basketball. Keeley crosses over. Gets to the top of the key. Gets inside. Hooks a pass out to Plummer for three. Good! There we go. Alyssa Plummer buries the three-pointer from the left corner, and the Warriors are within four. Warriors trapping in the backcourt, and we get a timeout called by City Christian as the Warriors were discombobulating the offensive game plan there of the Lions a little bit. It's going to be a full timeout. We'll take a break also. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville.
Mac Pack and Ship. When you ship or mail, do it the easy way at Mac Pack and Ship. FedEx, DHL, and USPS authorized shippers with the packaging supplies and expertise to do it right. More than a decade of experience in the retail shipping industry, Mac Pack and Ship is a local family-owned business with a concern on doing it right and providing superior customer service. They offer shipping, packaging, mailbox rentals, wide format printing, copies, and notary service. Next to Albertsons and Mac, it's Mac Pack and Ship.
Davison Auto
Parts, supporting high school athletics throughout the Willamette Valley. Quality Auto Parts, everything from wiper blades to spark plugs. It's Napa Auto Parts and Davison Auto Parts. Quality people, knowledgeable and friendly, always willing to help. Davison Auto Parts.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. 19-15 City Christian. Warriors finally finding a little energy here on both ends of the floor the last couple of possessions. See if they can continue that after the timeout. Good timeout, I think, taken by Coach DiMaggio of the Lions as he recognized that momentum shift and called a full timeout, give his girls a break, talk to them a little bit about some strategy, but more than that, just to break the Warriors' pressure here. They get it in. May gets it to Knox. Knox dribbles into traffic. Down low, Dayak puts it up and in with the left hand. She's got four in the game. Hook pass ahead to Lopez into the forecourt. Now to Williams, back out to Lopez. Lopez on the right wing to Graham. Graham, Williams for three, looks good. Is! Maylin Williams finally gets untracked with a three-pointer, and the Warriors are down three, 21-18. They continue to pressure. Get a little energy here. The ball knocked away. May contains it, pressured by Plummer. Looking for somebody to throw it to. Finally does. Rosenbaum tips it. Owen gets it. Owen with the drive. Takes it in. And misses a shot. Maylin Williams with the rebound to Graham. Keeley. Reach-in foul on Owens. Owen. A little frustration foul there. Didn't expect Keeley to come back towards him when she did. Had a chance to slap at the ball and got a piece of Keeley. And that'll get Owen out of the game. Castillo in. That's a good substitution by the coach there. Seeing a little frustration out of one of his good players there. Gets her out to sit down and kind of compose herself here for a minute. Warriors with the ball. Almost lose it, and they do. It's going to be tied up. Jump ball. Alternating possession will go to Westside Christian. Bad pass there. Inbound to Keeley. City Christian will inbound on the baseline. Looking for somebody. Finally triggers it in. Out into the corner on the left side. May with it. Ball tip. And Plummer had the steal, ends up getting fouled, I think. It's going to be on Way. Nice job, Alyssa. Alyssa really doing a good job. She's got multiple steals in this game. And once again, right there, knocking the ball loose and then getting the loose ball foul. I don't think she'll get credit for a steal officially. But effectively, it was a steal as she drew the loose ball foul after she tipped it. Lopez starts to drive, picks up her dribble. Bad place to pick it up. Gets it out to Rosenbaum to Graham. Graham cross corner. Williams for three. Good! Maylin Williams buries another one, and we got a tie game at 21. 3:48 and counting to go. Warriors keep the pressure up. May ahead to Logan. Logan with a high dribble. That's the one you want to pressure right there. She gets it back to May. May picks up her dribble. Graham with the steal. Graham takes it in, and the Warriors have the lead. Keeley Graham with the steal on the weak cross-court pass. She's got four in the game, and the Warriors go up. Now a little pressure. They get it to Castillo. Graham from behind tips it away and steals. Keeley Graham with another steal. Gets a little screen from Maylin. She'll slow it down. Warriors finding their energy finally. Williams with it. Pulls up, swings it to Plummer in the left corner. Plummer with a drive out to Graham. Graham running the offense here from the top of the key. Working against Logan. Couple of dribbles. Works back to the left. Swings it to Rosenbaum. 12-footer. Banks it. No good. Dayak tips it, and the ball out of bounds. I'm going to say it went off of Rosenbaum. I don't think so. I think that was Dayak that tipped it. Or Payok, excuse me. It's Dipayok. Knox out. They get Ishibashi back in. Warriors in some sort of a 1-2-1-1 press here. And Graham almost had the steal again on Ishibashi. She tried to cross over in front of Keeley. That's a mistake. You do not want to expose that basketball to Keeley Graham. She will make you pay for that. Got to keep that away from her. May with it, working against Plummer. Couple of dribbles, knocked away. She pushes it out to Ishibashi for a deep two. Air balls at Payok with it, loses it out of bounds. She's frustrated. Good job by Jenna Lopez to put a body on Payok in there and cause Payok to lose the ball out of bounds. I put that girl in the weight room, that Payok girl. Get her lifting weights, get her strong. She'd be a beast on the boards. Very long. Lopez with it, picks up her dribble, back over to Keeley. Keeley drives left side, takes it up with the left hand in. Keeley Graham with an aggressive move. She's got six. Warriors go up four, 25-21, 2.5 to go, third quarter. May with it. Picks up her dribble. Gets it to Ishibashi. She's trapped. Steps through the trap. Nice move there. Graham tips it away, and Rosenbaum gets it. Ahead to Plummer. Can she chase it down? She saves it back to Graham. Graham hooks a pass to Rosenbaum. Five-footer short. Plummer with the rebound. Couple of dribbles. Back out to Lopez. To Graham. Graham takes a three. Top of the key. No good. And Payak with the rebound. Payak gets it out to Castillo. Castillo dribbles up the middle of the floor. Gets past a reaching Graham. Out to Ishibashi. Takes the three-pointer from the right corner. No good. Loose ball rebound on the other side. It's May. May jumps into Rosenbaum. Boy, that was all initiated by May. Rosenbaum kind of held her ground, but she'll get the foul called. That'll put May on the free throw line to shoot two. Kendall going to check into the game after the first one here. Oh, they call that on Lopez. Okay, that's why. I didn't think that looked like a foul on Rosenbaum. She was frustrated, too. Lopez picks up a foul, her first. Kendall in, Lopez out. Good minutes by Jenna, some good defense by her. And we've got a timeout taken by the Lions. We're going to take a quick break, too. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We'll be right back.
When that moment hits you, that moment you realize that this isn't just a house, it's the house. Your perfect home.
Wow.
When that moment comes, you'll be ready to make an offer. Because OnPoint makes getting pre-approved for a mortgage the easiest part of buying your home.
This is it.
Get started at OnPointCU.com or drop by any of our neighborhood branches to speak with a local home loan expert.
Let's do it.
Let's make an offer.
Home financing from OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball, fans. Wherever you are, Warriors are up 25-21, 1:50 left to go third quarter, and we've seen what we were hoping for out of these Warriors, an energy that permeates both ends of the floor, and that's what we've gotten here at the beginning of the second half. May's going to be at the line. She's shooting two, shooting one. She missed her first one. Way, I said May, it's Way, it's May Way. And she airballs the second one. So that ball only got about 13 of the 15 feet covered there. They come out full court man pressure. Get the ball into Keeley. Keeley working on Way. Drives up the side. Gets past Way. Drives into traffic. All the way in. Shot block and foul by Owen. That'll put Graham at the line. Owen didn't like the call. Nice take by Keeley. Once she had Way beat, she just attacked the middle of the key there. Got herself in a good position, able to draw contact on Owen. Graham to the line. Keeley, no foul shot so far tonight. Buries that one. You know, we talked about in the first couple of games, one of the transitions for this team, learning to play without Morgan Croxford. Croxford able to take on those point guard duties and allow Keeley to play off the ball offensively. It's a different world when you have to be the point all the time. Hits one, misses the second. And then we've got a ball knocked out of bounds by Graham off of Castillo, I believe. And it's going to be Warrior basketball on the baseline. Malin Williams is going to trigger this in. Left side of the key on the baseline. Minute 38 to go third quarter. Warriors up five and the ball. Graham gets it to Williams. Left corner three off the screen. Good! Malin Williams has hit three in a row from three-point range. And that's the first time all year we've really seen her shooting with some confidence. 29-21 Warriors. Way with it. Graham almost knocked it away. Plummer helping with the double there. They swing it to the left to Ishibashi. Ishibashi swings it over to Logan. Logan tipped by Graham. Picked up by Way. May Way knocked away by Williams. And out of bounds. May Lin stepped on the side. But good hustle by May Lin. 1:09 left to go third quarter. Warriors up eight. A chance to extend this lead here a little bit. That offense stayed dormant for the first half. Finally uncorked here in the third quarter. Malin Williams leading the way with 9 points in the quarter on three threes. Owen to Way. Way cross court to Knox. Knox cut off. Throws it to Ishibashi on the left wing. Ishibashi with a drive. Dumps it down low to Way. Way in traffic. Loses it out to Owen. Owen for a deep two. No good. Graham with a rebound in traffic. Way right up on her. Graham does a good job to control the ball to Williams. Williams pushes hard. Drives in all the way. Her shot blocked by Owen. Chased down by Kendall to Graham. Graham Down low to Williams. Williams back out. Kendall, foul line jumper. No good. Owen with the rebound. Good ball movement by the Warriors. Owen throws it way ahead to Castillo. Castillo off balance, puts it in and draws the foul on Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum, I mean, maybe rolled an ankle there a little bit or something. But that was a great play by Castillo to maintain enough balance to be able to get the shot off. Her first basket of the game, 29-23. 31 seconds left to go, third quarter. Rosenbaum walks off the little tweak of the ankle there. Castillo to the line, chance to cut this to five. 29-23 and misses the foul shot. Long rebound away. That hurts. Another chance for City Christian. Graham with a steal, and they're going to call a foul. Oh, my goodness. Knox turned, threw the ball right into Graham's hands, and Keeley gets hit for the foul. Keeley's smiling as she walks back. Knox lost that ball as she turned into Keeley. I don't think there was any contact on that that caused the foul. Knox, top of the key for three, short. Owen saves it. Rosenbaum comes up with a loose ball to Graham. Graham. Reeves her way through some pressure. Now the Warriors have numbers. It's 3-on-2 if they hurry. Kicks it out. Plummer, 18-footer, left wing. Rolls it in. It bounced a couple times and dropped. Plummer with 7 in the game, and the Warriors go back up 8, 31-23. Knox ahead to Owen. Owen turns, top of the key. Banks a three-pointer, no good. After three, the Warriors up 31-23 on the Lions. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We'll be back with the fourth quarter after this message.
Andrew Physical Therapy Orthopedic and Sports Rehab in McMinnville is an outpatient rehabilitation clinic that focuses on individualized hands-on care. Their goal is that every patient who walks through the doors has a positive experience. At Andrew Physical Therapy, their passion is getting you better. Call them at 435-1900, 435-1900.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Getting ready to start the fourth quarter here from Westside Christian School, second round of the Westside Tournament. Warriors were down 5 at halftime. We talked about their need for enthusiasm and energy and just to gain some confidence back, and they finally did that. It took them a couple minutes into the third quarter, but once they got it rolling, outscoring the Lions by 19-6 in that third quarter. So Maylin Williams leading the charge, hitting three threes. Keely Graham chipping in 5 points. Alyssa Plummer had two. Or maybe five. I can't remember now where her first half total was. I think she has five. She had a three that quarter also. So good job by the Warriors, though, to find their outside shooting touch finally. On the floor for Amity to start the fourth quarter will be Graham, Williams, Plummer, Kendall, Rosenbaum. So a couple seniors and three juniors out there for the Warriors. Knox will inbound. Warriors going to stay in that 1-3-1. It's with Plummer on top. It's been good. Get it into Ishibashi. Drives, gets to the foul line, bounce pass to Pyok. Pyok misses the jumper. Ishibashi knocks it away from Graham into the corner. They trap her there. Gets it back out to Castillo. Castillo swings it to Way for three. No good. And Maylin Williams with the rebound. Maylin pushes ahead to Kendall. Kendall on the right wing. Crosses over. Gets into the foul line. Back out to Rosenbaum. Swings it to Williams. Williams to Graham. They'll reset the offense. Graham. Couple of dribbles to her right. Bounce pass to Rosenbaum. Stolen away. Telegraph that one. And Knox got the steal. Knox to Way. Mayway swings it. Graham with a steal. Bad pass there by Way. Gives it right back to the Warriors. Graham all the way in with a left hand and scores. Nice aggressive take by Keely Graham. She's got 9 now. 2 in the first half, 7 in the second half. There's a steal by Kendall to Graham. So reset. It's 3-on-3. Now starts to drive and backs it out to Williams. Plummer back to Williams. Takes the 3. No good. Kendall with a weak side rebound, and she'll dribble it out and reset. Picks up her dribble to Graham. Graham turns. Plummer down low. Rosenbaum back out to Plummer. 18-footer. No good. And Castillo gets a rebound. Castillo with a pass ahead to Way. Now to Knox. Knox dribbles hard up the middle and carried it. And they got her for the travel. A little out of control. We mentioned that earlier. She's not a great ball handler. She's strong. She's aggressive. But she's a little sloppy with the ball handling. And that time it finally got her. She had a couple of questionable moves earlier that they didn't call. This one they do. And this one gave her a pretty big advantage. The only way she was going to beat that trap was to carry the ball. Graham walks it up. 2-3 zone for City Christian. Kendall to Graham at the foul line. Back out. Plummer, 18-footer right side. No good. Ball tipped by Kendall. Chased down by Williams. Good job by Courtney. Out to May Lynn. She misses the three. And the battle inside. Castillo wins that one to Owen. Owen pushes it up. Now she's trapped. And Keeley Graham with the steal. Keeley fouled from behind by Ishibashi. Ishibashi laughing and apologizing to Keeley. She just couldn't get off of her. She started to lean into her, and Keeley put the brakes on, and Ishibashi just kind of laying on her back, and she couldn't go anywhere. Keeley drawing the foul there. That is the 16th foul on, not Westside Christian, but City Christian. Ishibashi out, and they get number 24, that is White, into the game. First time I've noticed her. Williams to inbound. Her pass knocked away by the quick Knox. Rosenbaum now going to inbound. Gives one more guard. Gets it to Lopez into the game. Lopez picks up. 18-footer. Buries it. Jenna Lopez saw a good look and took it before the defense could close. Warriors go up 12, 35-23. And they've only allowed 6 points here in the second half. There's another ball knocked away. Stolen by Kendall. Rosenbaum ahead to Plummer. Plummer back out to Lopez. Lopez, her pass knocked away by Owen. Lopez kind of got caught in no man's land, and then a foul by Williams. She didn't like the foul, but it was probably a good thing for the Warriors. It stopped kind of a mini fast break there. The Warriors were a little out of position defensively. 35-23 Warriors, 5.5 to go. Knox to inbound, swings it all the way over to Castillo on the other side of the floor. Castillo looks for Knox, back to her. Warriors in a 1-3-1. There's a loose ball stolen by Kendall. Bad pass there. May Lynn ahead to Jenna. Jenna pulls up. There's a foul on Owen reaching in. Thought she was going to get a steal. Nice pivot through by Jenna. Good fundamentals there. Hangs on to the basketball. 5:19 left to go, fourth quarter. Warriors up 12 with the ball. That's 17 fouls on City, so that's going to put Lopez at the line shooting 1-of-1. Substitutions. Pyok back into the game replaces Castillo. They go a little bit bigger inside. Lopez, front end of the 1-on-1, bounces it around, won't stay, and we've got a lane violation on, I think that was on City Christian, number 24, Elena White. So Lopez will get another shot at the front end of the 1-on-1 here. That one doesn't count. Another sub in is, gets Logan coming in. Nope, not Logan. 22, Tafoya coming in for White. See if Lopez can get the front end of this 1-on-1 on a second attempt here. It's up and perfect. So that worked out well for the Warriors. Lopez will have one more. No more subs for either team here, so we'll get that free throw a little bit quicker. Lopez takes a couple of dribbles and buries it. Perfect on both of those. Then Lopez gets a little fortuitous break as the Lions violate the lane there on the free throw, and she ends up making a pair instead of missing one. Warriors with some good pressure. Ishibashi finally gets it up. Throws cross-court pass to Pyatt, who can't come down with it, but her teammate does. Logan. And she gets it out to Ishibashi, and a timeout called by the Lions as they feel this one slipping away. All right, we're going to take a break. Warriors up 37-23, under 5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville.
At Golden Valley Brewery and Restaurant in McMinnville, they believe in the traditions of fine craftsmanship that add richness and quality to our lives. And you can taste that in their food and beverages, quality Angus beef and more. Enjoy, whether it's dinner for one or an entire event, Golden Valley is the place to go. Downtown Mac or off the Sunset Highway in Beaverton.
Somebody gonna tell you what can be done.
For all that you've done.
Somebody gonna tell you.
And for all that you're going to do. OnPoint is here with the banking, lending, and advice to make your dreams possible. That means easy access to your money at the branch or on the go, because you've got a whole lot of life to live. And OnPoint keeps you moving. So join in. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Just under 5 minutes left to go here in the fourth quarter. Warriors up 14. Lions ball. Owen out on top to Ishibashi. Warriors still in that 1-3-1. They haven't really solved it all night. Bad pass by Payak. Ball loose. Chased down by Ishibashi. Ishibashi to Owen. Owen cut off by Lopez. Loses it. Kendall with the steal. Ahead to Plummer. Plummer to Lopez on the left wing. Back to Plummer. She'll reset to Williams. Williams looks at the deep three. Doesn't need to take it. Swings it to back door to Kendall. Kendall down the right side. Starts to dribble in. Nothing there. Piatt cuts her off. Gets it to Lopez. Lopez fouled. Nice pass by Courtney Kendall along that baseline. It was a good look. She had Piatt come out on her. She had no chance of getting that shot off on the 6'2 long-limbed freshman there. But a little pump fake. Got the defense to freeze and then made the bounce pass along the baseline to Lopez on the left side of the basket, and Lopez draws the foul. Lopez will shoot two and bury the first one. Subs into the game. Keely Graham back in for Kaya Rosenbaum. Good minutes for Kaya there. One more for Lopez. And she buries that one as well. Jenna Lopez, 4 out of 4 from the line. Missed the front end of that one-on-one, but the lane violation gave her a second life, and she's made 4 straight since then. Way ahead to Castillo. Castillo drives left, gets to the basket, misses the shot. Payak had the rebound, lost it, and we've got a loose ball foul. Oh, no, we've got a kick. And it's going to be a kick against the Warriors. I think Kendall or Graham got a kick in there. So Lions basketball on the baseline, left side of the key. Way will trigger it in. Goes out to Payak. Payak out on top to Castillo. Castillo dribbles right to Ishibashi. Goes low to Owen. Owen, nowhere to go. Gets cut off on the baseline. Kicks it back out to Ishibashi. Swings it to Castillo. Out on top for 3. No good. And Kendall with a rebound in traffic. Rips it through there. Strong with the ball. Gets it to Graham. And we just had some lights go out here in our gymnasium. So somebody got on the light switch there. Boys in the hall from City Christian, I guess, looking for a way to get their team out of this game without any more damage. Leaned on the light switch over there. It's all back on now. Wasn't a power outage. Half the lights went out. Then the other half went out. Payak out of the game. They get Knox back in. 3:54 left to go in this one. Warriors up 39-23. What a second half for the Warriors as they've outscored City Christian 27-6 here in the second half. Kind of how we thought this game might go to begin with, but the Warriors couldn't make a shot. They had lots of open ones in the first half. Warriors with the ball, a little full court pressure, but not really. They got a little bit of pressure, but not enough to cause anybody to worry about anything. Warriors break the press easy. Kendall drives in, pulls up from 10, buries it. Nice job. Courtney Kendall penetrated just far enough into the lane where the defense couldn't quite rotate to her and popped a little 10-footer. Warriors continue to press. Owen ahead to Ishibashi, lays it up and in. They break their dry spell. First time they have scored since the third quarter. 41-25 Warriors. Graham with it, almost stolen by Ishibashi. Graham, couple of dribbles, goes to Kendall. Right corner, deep two, no good. Weak side rebound to Ishibashi. She's everywhere right now. Picks up her dribble. Gets it to Knox. Knox almost stolen by Graham. To Owen. Right side to Ishibashi. Looks at a 3 from there. No good. Malin Williams with the rebound. Williams ahead to Graham. Keeley takes her time here. She's going to go left. Goes left past Ishibashi. You can see her setting that up and then dribbles it off her foot. Knox with the steal. Ahead, Williams tips it. Ishibashi comes down with it, lays it up, and in. So, unforced error there for the Warriors. 41-27, 2:40 to go. Warriors need to keep playing with the same intensity they were playing with there for a quarter and a half. And a timeout, Reg. It's going to be a full timeout. We're going to take a break. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We'll be back after this message.
One of the biggest transitions is when a loved one leaves us. Macy and Son is there for you. A trusted friend for 5 generations in Yamhill County. Burial or cremation and a myriad of options. Let Macy and Son walk that journey with you. Macy & Son McMinnville, five generations helping with funeral and family needs.
First Federal was founded in 1922 as a secure, locally owned financial institution for Yamhill County residents. From the beginning, we've come alongside our neighbors, helping them to build savings and borrow money to purchase homes. First Federal offers a wide range of financial services, from checking and savings to IRAs, to a variety of loan products and mobile banking. First Federal, we're here for you.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. 2:35 remaining, fourth quarter. Warriors up 41-27. 18 fouls for City Christian, just 5 for Amity. On the floor for the Warriors, Kendall, Graham, Plummer, Williams, and Lopez. So that five-guard lineup has seen a lot of action tonight. Warriors will inbound. Just to, by the end of their bench there, Graham with it to trigger it in. Looks around, finds Plummer on a little cut around the top of the key, back to Graham. Keeley to Alyssa. Back to Keeley, they play a little catch. Graham, now to Williams, swings it to Plummer. She'll hold it, wait for the defense. Now to Keeley. They're just going to play a little catch out there, run some clock, wait for them to start fouling. Graham. Couple of dribbles, hooks a pass to Plummer. Back to Graham. Cross court to Williams. Back to Kendall. Williams play catch. So Warriors work this around the perimeter nicely here. Should have been a foul there, no call. And then we'll get a travel or a timeout called. So, wow, I don't know how they got the timeout in there. Reg must have seen what was going to happen. Got a 30-second timeout there as Alyssa was tripped up, stumbled, landed on the ball, and somewhere in there, Reg said timeout, I guess. So 30-second timeout. We'll stay right here. Following this game, Warrior Boys will take on City Christian Boys for the game, for the finale of the night, and then we'll be back on tomorrow. So the girls with the win tonight, I'm going to have to pull this up. I do not have it available right now, but if you give me a minute here, I'll tell you what their game time is tomorrow for the championship game. Assuming they hold on to a 14-point lead here for the last 2 minutes, right? That would be unfortunate if that didn't happen. Second half, Keely Graham and Plummer and Hatch and Maylin Williams all stepping up and doing a great job in this second half. Warriors to inbound, get it into Williams. Williams, they go man-to-man. Nope, they're still in the zone. To Plummer. Plummer to Graham. They play catch out top. Graham, a couple of dribbles. No fouls here by City Christian. So unless they force a bunch of turnovers, it's not going to matter. Lopez on the baseline. She misses everything as Owen changes the shot. And Castillo with it. She weaves her way up the floor, backs her way down, goes to the basket, misses the jumper, gets it back, puts it up again, misses again. Graham with the rebound. Keeley, that should just about do with a minute 25 to go. Warrior basketball and a 14-point lead. So tomorrow, the girls will play at 6:30. They'll get the winner of Dayton. And I don't know if it's Horizon or Columbia that won yesterday, but the winner of that game and the winner will play Dayton tonight. Basket at the other end, no good. Nice try, and then finally Ishibashi hooks one up and in. She's got 9 in the game. Warriors basketball up 12 with a minute to go. Jenna with it, ball knocked away and stolen. Warriors not being real careful, but they throw the ball away going the other way as Way throws it over the head of Knox and out of bounds. Warriors basketball, Lopez with it, under a minute now. Williams to Graham. She'll bring it across half court. Get it over to Lopez. Lopez back to Graham. Down to Plummer on the left wing. And they'll run the clock here. Run it out if they let them. So 6:30 tip-off tomorrow night for the girls' game. And if the boys were to get a win tonight also, the championship game for them would be at 8 o'clock. So 6 and 8. They say 6 or 6:30 now. I don't remember. Boys are at 8 and the girls at 6:30. So 6:30 and 8 should be the game times tomorrow. 6:30 for the girls for sure. Down to 14 seconds. And Kendall reached in and fouled. I think, by Castillo. It's either her or Way. Must be Castillo. That'll put Kendall on the line to shoot. 1-1. That's 19 fouls against the Lions. Good second half for the Warriors. They're going to feel a lot better about that. That first half conversation in the locker room couldn't have been good, as the Warriors only scored 4 points in the first quarter, 8 in the second quarter. Then they got it on track a little bit more. They've only got 10 in this quarter. Now 11 as Kendall hits the free throw. But they've the last couple of minutes just been running a lot of clock against this, being more patient with the big lead. Kendall will have one more chance to make it a 14-point lead again. Her free throw, perfect. Get the right people at the foul line, it makes a difference. Lopez, Kendall, and Plummer, none of them have missed tonight. Graham just 0 for 1. And so good free throw shooting for the Warriors tonight. There's Lopez knocks it away and out of bounds with 3 seconds, and they just let the clock run down to 1.4. And I don't think anybody really cares. They're just going to leave it. 43-29, Warriors will get the win here tonight. Toss the ball in, throw up a shot at the buzzer, no good, and that's the final. Warriors come back from being down by as much as 7 points at one point. This was a 17-10 game. Warriors end up winning at 43-29. So from that point, when it was 17-10 late in the second quarter, the Warriors outscored the Lions 33-12 from that point on. So nice way to end the game. And that was a 31-12 second half for the Warriors as well. So good job by Amity. Pick up the defensive intensity. Maitland Williams stepping up, hitting three threes. She ended up with 9 points. All three of those threes in the third quarter when the Warriors' offense was really struggling, she got them on track. Keely Graham ends up with 9 points as well, 7 of those in the second half. Lopez with all 6 of her points in the second half. Plummer with 7, 5 of those in the second half. Kendall with 4. Rosenbaum with 4. Hatch with 4. For the Lions, Ishibashi with 9, Knox with 8, all in the first half, Owen with 6, and DePayoc with 4. All right, we're going to take a break. We got about 14 and a half minutes before tip-off of the boys' game. We'll be back on the air in about 10 minutes. Get you set up with starting lineups and whatnot for the boys' basketball game. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville. Be back in a few minutes.